We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I'll just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
The world is upside down. We're shooting balloons down with million-dollar missiles. We got toxic runoff in our rivers. And the top form of entertainment is watching a coked-up bear commit murders.
I really don't want to share something that the judge made a conscious decision not to share. I will tell you that it was a process where we heard his name a lot. We definitely heard a lot about former President Trump, and we definitely discussed him a lot in the room. And I will say that when this list comes out, there are no major plot twists waiting for you. I don't want to speak out on something that the judge, like I said, consciously chose not to release at this point. I don't know if I would interfere with the DA's investigations. I don't know if I would interfere with procedures in some way. I very much do not want to cross that line.
There were train derailments in the Trump administration that actually had fatalities that didn't have a visit by Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao.
Apparently, regulations regarding train safety changed during the Trump administration. This particular railroad and others lobbied President Trump to dismantle an Obama-era rule that would have required railroads to update their braking systems. And apparently the Obama administration had pushed for it to govern transportation of hazardous materials after about 500,000 barrels of crude were dumped. But ultimately, the Trump administration undid that.
Well, one thing he could do is express support for reversing the deregulation that happened on his watch. I heard him say he had nothing to do with it, even though it was in his administration. So if he had nothing to do with it, and they did it in his administration against his will, maybe he could come out and say that he supports us moving in a different direction.
Up next, former President Trump addresses residents of East Palestine, Ohio, following this month's train derailment.
Hello, it's wonderful to be here in the town of East Palestine. Not a great name. But I had to come here and see these wonderful people who have been abandoned by Biden. He's on spring break in Ukraine with his friend Zelensky in the T-shirt. Very disrespectful. Zelensky thinks he's rocking that ring of tea like Scott Pilgrim. But I'm here and I brought hats, cameras and hats, because it's terrible what's happening here. You know, earlier today, a farmer came up to me, big fella, and he said, "Sir, we have nothing to eat because our dirt is poison. And I said, well, what are you doing eating the dirt? Don't eat the dirt, folks. Don't eat the dirt. You should be eating the cold McDonald's I brought you. And the bottled water, Trump ice. I'll be honest, I just put my sticker on some Dasani. We like to say Dasani. I've heard all about your situation with the water, but I was looking at your river and it's so shiny. I've never seen water so beautiful. Beautiful rainbows and discolorations, it's great. It's wearing makeup, Fenty Beauty water. Fenty by Rihanna. Rihanna, by the way, you know, she was pregnant doing Super Bowl. Can you believe that? I said, of course she is. She's not moving at all. It was just arms, right? She was just doing arms the whole time. But your train exploded, and who do we blame? Who do we blame? We blame Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg. This was his responsibility. Unfortunately, he was too busy being a nerd and being gay to dealt with the very much more important issue of should trains have big poison. And I have to tell you, I call him Pete Butt. I call him Pete Butt. There's no way around it. That's just the best one. Believe me, I've tried it every which way, and it really doesn't get better than Pete Butt. But this would have never happened under my administration. People are saying I made the trains less safe. Not true, okay? Not true. I did a lot for trains. I made them bigger, faster, less safe, perhaps. But I'm here paying my respects because your train exploded and now your birds and fish are all dead. That's got to not be so great to wake up in the morning and not hear the beautiful chirping of birds and instead hear trains exploding and derailing all over the place. Your town is hurting. That's why you need me. I feel like I could Schitt's Creek this place, right? But I need the big eyebrows, right? That guy, Schitt's Creek, he's got big eyebrows. You watch Schitt's Creek? No, you guys watch Yellowstone, right? The Duttons. Anyway, I have a very special surprise guest for you today. You've seen it blabbing all over TV this week. It's the foreman of the Georgia grand jury investigating me, Miss Emily Kors.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. First Giuliani, and now you. Good day, sir.
She's an odd duck, but we like her. She's either 7 or 40. We can't tell. And she's got a very big secret for such a kooky little lady.
Potentially. I might. I don't know.
Wow, we don't like that. We don't like that sound. Because she knows if I'm getting indicted. She's a head juror, can you believe that? They elected her. They'll elect anyone. I started that. So, come on, spill the tea, come on.
Nope. You just want me to ruin the curse. But I guess I can say, we've been saying your name a lot.
Can you believe that? They almost had me, and then this little horse girl comes in and saves the day. Thank you, Emily.
Fare thee well.
Oh, wow. Do we like her or what, right? She looks like Haley Joel Osment, and she's my best friend. Well, I'm going to get out of here soon because the air is full of poison. But, you know, everyone in Ohio is asking me, what do I do now? There's poison gas in the air. Could be a good thing, right? I know some of the husbands are happy to have the stinky gas as an excuse, right? Honey, did you pass gas? No, it was the train, right? Blame the train, right? You'd normally blame it on the dog, but they're all dead now, aren't they? So, in conclusion, Schitt's Creek, Rihanna, Pete Butt.
The train that was derailed was carrying highly toxic vinyl chloride, which I think is something Trump recommended as a cure for COVID. Then, while visiting the disaster site, Trump also gave out bottles of Trump-branded water, said residents, thanks, but we'd rather drink the toxic train water.
News about King Charles's coronation and who has chosen not to perform, Bianca.
Who's declined? I mean, this is a big snub here. There's outlets reporting that artists like Elton John, the Spice Girls, and Harry Styles all said, no, we're going to pass.
Reportedly, Former President Donald Trump is DJing weekly at Mar-a-Lago, playing songs from his iPad. He says YMCA is a crowd pleaser.
Do you have a coronation around the corner but can't find anyone to perform music? Then look no further than DJT Productions. For when you only want the best and the best is not available, DJT will pump out the jams. Imagine ascending to the crown to the sounds of this.
In the house, Donald Trump. In the house, Charles, you're the king.
So get your coronation started with DJT Productions today. Also available for weddings, bar mitzvahs, and coups.
Woke up this morning.
Woke up on Sunday, and I had like 80 texts when I woke up sending me this article from Rolling Stone. It says, Trump White House pressured Disney to censor Jimmy Kimmel. Now, Disney is the company that owns ABC, our network, and Jimmy Kimmel is me. So obviously I was interested in seeing what it was. But according to the story, in 2018, Donald Trump, who was at that time president of the United States, was so upset about my jokes that I made about him, he directed his staffers at the White House to call Disney to tell them to rein me in. The report says at least two calls were made from the Trump White House to, quote, convey the president's anger regarding Kimmel's monologues and jabs. In other words, President Karen demanded to speak to my manager. You'd think the guy who fathered Eric and Don Jr. would know how to handle jokes, but I guess not. The article says news of these calls spread around the corridors of power in Washington. Wow, what a plot twist. The first time Donald Trump ever tries to stop someone from talking about him on television, and it's me. Usually when he wants somebody to stop talking about him, he pays them $130,000, but he wanted me to do it for nothing. I wonder what it was specifically that sparked this, his Trumper tantrum. I wonder what it was he found so objectionable. I don't know, maybe it was the time I had Stormy Daniels look at a plate of carrots and to size them up and she picked the little one. I don't know. Maybe it was one of the nicknames I was going through, like Tanny Soprano, Nostra Dumbass, Emperor Palpatini Hands, Mara Lardo, King Tutankhamun, the Hydroxy Horror Picture Show, Pumpkin McCorn Humper, Grab Ass Grandpa, Orange Julius Caesar, Coludicrous, Flabios, Freddy Krueger, The Tandalorian, Liger Woods, QAnon, Dictator Tot. I only have 100 more, okay? Quid Pro Comb Over, Uncle Scam, Fibonacci, The One Terminator, Chocolate Mussolini, YMCA Hole, The Recount of Monte Cristo, Daddy Bone Spurs, or George Washington, maybe. That was the one, because... Wow, what a fragile little snowflake. What a blowhard. He's a blowhard and a snowflake. He's a blowflake, is what he is. He should change the hats to say, Make America Wine Again, MAWA, because when you think of all the people I regularly make fun of, it's a lot of people. The only two who've tried to stop me are Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who actually called the cops on me. I made fun of OJ 1,000 times. He hasn't tried to kill me once. And this guy, Donald Trump, all he does is make fun of. He makes fun of disabled journalists. He calls our veterans prisoners of war, even losers. He insults his opponents, his friends, his family. But if I point out that he's so fat they renamed the plane Air Force Wonder Bread, I'm the bad guy all of a sudden? I don't know. Maybe this is why Donald and Melania sleep in separate bedrooms. She was laughing too hard at my monologue at night. But really, joking aside, this is a blatant abuse of power. I wonder if Fox News, you know, they're always screaming about censoring comedians. Will they defend me on this? I doubt it. We have a First Amendment right that Americans a hell of a lot braver than Donald Trump died for, and it's especially hypocritical coming from someone who claims to be the bigliest anti-censorship defender of free speech.
Today, I'm directing my administration to explore all regulatory and legislative solutions to protect free speech and the free speech rights of all Americans. We're here today to discuss protecting Americans from censorship.
We will uphold the right of free speech.
We, as a country, cannot tolerate
political censorship. We will always, always protect free speech.
The censorship and bias is a threat to freedom itself.
Free speech is a bedrock of American life.
We believe in free speech.
Censorship.
Free speech.
Censorship.
Free speech. Censorship. Believe it or not, I'm one that really likes free speech.
You can't have censorship. You can't pick one person and say, well, we don't like what he's been saying, he's out.
It's very interesting, isn't it? It's almost like he's... It's almost like he's a hypocrite.
You will often hear those on the right say that the so-called elite corporate media lies to its viewers, although I personally find it a little odd that they complain about the media being corporate elitists when their favorite network has a giant headquarters in Midtown Manhattan and is owned by a mega corporation run by a media mogul who is one of the world's richest oligarchs and the main villain from the second Crocodile Dundee movie. Now, obviously, I'm not going to say the media never gets stories wrong or that you can't disagree with them. You can. There's a difference between good faith media criticism and claiming journalists are engaged in a nefarious conspiracy of lies, as the right often does. In fact, as it turns out, they're the ones knowingly lying to their viewers, as we found out from a recent court filing and a billion-dollar defamation suit against Fox News.
A stunning new court filing revealing how top talent and executives at Fox News trashed Donald Trump and ridiculed his legal team and their 2020 election conspiracies behind the cameras, all while hyping those same conspiracies on the air to their viewers.
Fox staff were privately blasting the big lie as BS, insane, mind-blowingly nuts, reckless.
As Trump lawyers Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell were making wildly false claims about rigged voting machines after Trump lost in 2020, private communications reveal that pro-Trump voices at Fox News were calling it nuts. Watching Giuliani, Rupert wrote in an email, really crazy stuff and damaging. Sidney Powell is lying, by the way. Tucker Carlson wrote to fellow Fox host Laura Ingraham, I caught her. It's insane. Ingraham responded, Sidney is a complete nut. No one will work with her. Ditto with Rudy. That whole narrative that Sidney was pushing, said Fox host Sean Hannity, I did not believe it for one second.
They were all communicating privately about how insane the big lie was while turning around and hyping that lie to their viewers. When I first read those quotes, I was honestly speechless. The very same Fox News anchors who constantly accused the so-called mainstream media of lying were themselves lying to their viewers and were admitting behind closed doors that they were lying to their viewers. And the supposed evidence they were getting for all these claims was transparently insane on its face.
Before one interview with Trump lawyer Sidney Powell, in advance she told Fox that her single source for these election claims was a person who does, quote, time travel in a semi-conscious state. Let me repeat that. Their source, now at the heart of this defamation claim, at a time when the lies led to violence, was someone who said they knew what they knew because they got it by experiencing time travel in a semi-conscious state.
If Sidney Powell had a time-traveling friend, why didn't they tell her turtleneck sweaters were out of style? Fun fact, Sidney wore that outfit at the press conference where Rudy's head started to leak. You guys remember that? A date professional hair and makeup artist now referred to as their Pearl Harbor. Of course, Rudy doesn't use professional hair and makeup artists. I save so much money when I do it myself. Rudy, one of your eyes fell off. Double-sided tape my ass! And can I say if Fox News had a time traveler, I always thought it would be Rudy. I mean, look at him. He always looks like he just got back from the year 3000. Of course, in Rudy's version of Back to the Future, he travels back in time to make sure his parents never met. If they never marry, my first wife won't legally be my second cousin. Yeah, but Rudy, if they never meet, you'll never be born. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. Rudy got fell. But that's right, Fox aired an interview with a crazy person who told them in advance that her only source for her election fraud claims was someone who supposedly time-traveled in a semi-conscious state. Was there any follow-up? Man, Sidney, it would help if you had a second source here. I have a haunted antique doll who sometimes speaks to me, but sadly, she's pretty convinced Biden won fair and square. Yeah, she's being a real bitch about it. My favorite part of that time travel story, by the way, is that the Fox anchor who received that information then passed it along to the Trump family.
Not only did they air that, but the host, Maria Bartiromo, welcomed that lawyer, Powell, knowing that she had this made-up conspiracy theory. And then, that's not all. The Fox anchor then steps in as a conduit to take that information back to Trump family members. Quote, responding to the lawyer, Powell, that she shared this important info with Eric Trump.
Man, if there's anyone in the Trump family who would be excited to hear that time travel is real, it would be Eric Trump.
Thank you for sharing this important info, Maria. I will use it to travel back in time wearing a mask of my father's face to have a catch with my 7-year-old self. I think that will fix everything.
The lawsuit also alleged that Trump himself tried to call into Fox on January 6th, but that Fox refused to put him on air, presumably because they knew what he was saying was dangerous. According to CNN, Trump tried to call into Fox News after his supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021, but the network refused to put him on air because it would be irresponsible to put him on the air and could impact a lot of people in a negative way. That is the most polite euphemism I've ever heard. That's like Hannibal Lecter describing himself in his Tinder bio as a foodie with an adventurous palate. So Fox knew this was all BS, and yet they were hyping it to their viewers anyway. In fact, they were even trying to punish others at the network who dared to correct the record.
When Trump falsely claimed that Dominion machines cost him 2.7 million votes, Fox reporter Jackie Heinrich responded with a tweet saying, Dominion voting and top election infrastructure officials categorically deny this. Some of Heinrich's colleagues at Fox wanted her to be punished, even though they knew that what she was saying was true. Please get her fired. Seriously, Tucker Carlson wrote, host Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity, it needs to stop immediately, like tonight. It's measurably hurting the company. The stock price is down. Not a joke.
So next time Tucker rails against corporate media, remember, he does the news with one eye on the stock ticker. He's always checking on Fox's stock price as well as his other investments like the Bowtie Emporium and M&M's. But Tucker isn't news. He's entertainment, and he knows his audience doesn't want the truth. They want their stories. Tucker telling the truth would be like Kylo Ren turning to camera mid-threatening monologue and saying, I'm not really Kylo Ren. I'm Adam Driver. You guys know me. From Girls. None of this is real. It's just for fun. Anyway, back to space. Fox viewers didn't want the truth then, and they don't want the truth now, which is why no one on Fox is talking about the lawsuit. Yesterday, one of their anchors said on air that the company had told him he couldn't cover the lawsuit despite his strong objections.
Some of you have been asking why I'm not covering the Dominion voting machines lawsuit against Fox involving the unproven claims of election fraud in 2020, and it's absolutely a fair question. I believe I should be covering it. It's a major media story, given my role here at Fox. But the company has decided that as part of the organization being sued, I can't talk about it or write about it, at least for now. I strongly disagree with that decision, but as an employee, I have to abide by it. And if that changes, I'll let you know.
So Fox is censoring its own anchors now. What's next? Are they going to replace Sean Hannity with that Microsoft chat box that started going haywire in everyone? What are they going to do, program it to say the word woke over and over?
Welcome to Hannity. Tonight's top story, woke Legos are taking over woke M&M's, woke textbooks, woke potato head, woke Dr. Seuss, woke.
just like.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.